Flying Finnish by Dick Francis, read by Tony Britton. Chapter 1. "You're a spoilt, bad-tempered bastard," my sister said, and jolted me into a course I nearly died of. I carried her furious, unattractive face down to the station and into the steamed-up compartment of Monday gloom and half-done crosswords, and all across London to my unloved office. Bastard, I was not. Not with parents joined by Bishop, with half Debrett and Burke in the pews. And if spoilt, it was their doing. Their legacy to an heir born accidentally at the last possible minute when earlier intended pregnancies had produced 5 daughters. My frail 86-year-old father, in his second childhood, saw me chiefly as the means whereby a much-hated cousin was to be done out of an earldom he had coveted. My father delighted in my existence, and I remained to him a symbol. My mother had been 47 at my birth, and was now 73. With a mind which had to all intents stopped developing round about Armistice Day 1918, she had been, for as long as I could remember, completely batty. Eccentric, her acquaintances more kindly said. Anyway, one of the first things I ever learnt was that age had nothing to do with wisdom. Too old to want a young child around them, they had brought me up and educated me at arm's length. Nursemaids, prep school, and Eton. And in my hearing had regretted the length of the school holidays. Our relationship was one of politeness and duty, but not of affection. They didn't even seem to expect me to love them. But I didn't. I didn't love any.